This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The next guest in this edition is David Gardenstein-Ross, Vice President for Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies here in Washington. We want to get his reaction to unilateral ceasefires declared over the weekend by Israel and Hamas and get his insights into just how long the fighting may stop. And David, it's always good to have you with us.
And it's good to join you, Greg.
What exactly is the reasoning for the ceasefire? Let's start from the Israeli perspective. It seems like they're very sensitive to the change of power here in the U.S. Is that a major reason? And what else is at work here?
I'd say it's a major reason. I'd say, in fact, that it is the major reason. But it's certainly not the reason that Israel is putting forward. It's something in the background, but any serious observer has to acknowledge that the change in administrations is making a big difference from Israel's perspective. And I said this, by the way, on your show previously.
Right.
I said a couple of weeks ago that this war would be done before Barack Obama's inauguration. And, they pushed it a little bit. It's coming right on the verge of the inauguration. But Israel does hope to have its troops out of Gaza by the time of the inauguration. They hope to have them gone on Tuesday. So I don't think it's any coincidence whatsoever that this ceasefire is coming just on the verge of the inauguration. Israel, had they kept going, could certainly have achieved more of their military objectives. But they're concerned that the Obama administration might be a bit less pro-Israel than past administrations have been. So far, there's not a great deal of evidence for that. But certainly there's trepidation on Israel's part. And there's also concern that they just don't want to get off on the wrong foot with the Obama administration. Barack Obama, as president, wants to be focused at the very outset on the U.S. economy. And that's what he needs to focus on. He does not need a Middle East crisis to be dropped in his lap on the very first day of office.
David, you mentioned that there's still some debate over what exactly was accomplished by Israel's offensive over the past 3 weeks or so. What's your assessment from what we know, at least at this point?
Two things that I think that they hoped that they achieved in terms of objectives. The first is reestablishing their deterrent. The 2006 war against Hezbollah was very costly to Israel's military prestige. They hope that this fight against Hamas, in which Hamas fought very poorly, is something that reestablishes their deterrent within the region. The second thing that they hope to have accomplished is to reduce the Hamas military infrastructure, to really do a tremendous amount of damage to it so that the rocket capabilities have declined. And there is a third thing as well, which is key to the Hamas rocket infrastructure is a smuggling route in from Egypt. They hope that there will be some regulation of this smuggling route that comes in from Egypt and perhaps a checkpoint as well, designed to make sure that the component parts that are needed to assemble rockets aren't brought into Gaza. Right now, there's actually some negotiations about that. It doesn't seem like there's a good way to get either an Egyptian force or a multinational force to really undertake the mission that needs to be done. But a number of the smuggling tunnels into Gaza were destroyed by Israel, which makes it a little bit easier to police this if there's the political will.
David, how itchy will the trigger finger be on the part of Israel if Hamas keeps doing what it had been doing? In fact, we just saw more rocket attacks on Sunday. So what would be the criteria to have to go back in?
Honestly, I don't expect them to have a very itchy trigger finger. Remember that during their supposed ceasefire with Hamas that expired in December, there were a number of rocket attacks throughout the ceasefire. The ceasefire was breached on multiple occasions by Hamas. But nonetheless, Israel waited until the official expiration of the ceasefire before going in. Likewise, even though as they withdrew, they made clear that this was a unilateral ceasefire and that they reserved the right to go back into Gaza, I don't think they're going to be too eager to do that within the first few months of the Obama administration. For all of the international pressure that's been mounted on Israel from European countries and certainly from Islamic states, the country they care about most, far and away, is the United States and what the U.S.'s view is. And I don't think that they want to create this foreign policy crisis for the new administration within the first few months. I'd say, in my view, the earliest they would go back in, the very earliest, is May of 2009. And my guess is it'll take them quite a bit longer to do so.
David, about 90 seconds left here. What do you expect from the incoming Obama administration on this front? As has been well documented, they really didn't offer much of an opinion, saying we have one president at a time. What do you expect when he is the one president we have?
I expect at some point a major address about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, which simultaneously expresses empathy with the Palestinian people and horror at the loss of life and the displacement of Palestinians, while at the same time recognizing Israeli security concerns, something that basically tries to acknowledge the legitimate concerns on both sides without any major statement of principles or new direction. Rather, Obama understands that something needs to be said. I think that he wants his statement to be as compassionate and also as non-controversial as possible. My guess is that there won't be a major policy shift towards the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during the 6 months of the Obama administration, at the very least. But certainly during his first 100 days in office, I don't expect any substantive statement or substantive policy on this conflict.
We'll keep watching. I know you will as well. David, thanks so much as always for your time.
My pleasure.
David Gardenstein-Ross, Vice President for Research at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is Dateline Washington.